I am excited for this episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. If you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve and you have clicked onto my podcast, For You From Eve. Every single Friday we gather here and we have a For You Friday episode where I kind of just pick a topic to talk about. Sometimes you guys kind of tell me what topic you want me to talk about and then I write a bunch of notes on it and we start talking. And these notes that I wrote for this episode, as you can tell from the title, we will be talking about law of attraction, manifesting, and just evolving as a human. And I was started to write things down for this episode and could not stop writing things down for this episode. And normally I'll write like a few bullet points, maybe like 5-10 bullet points and be like, okay, like I'm done. This one, I just kept going and going and typing. And I was like, wait, I want to talk about this and I want to bring up this tip and I want to tell them this. So this is going to be a really good episode. I'm excited for this one. Obviously, as you could tell, we are talking about evolving or remaining the same, manifesting our dream life using the law of attraction. Now, I posted on Instagram saying that I was going to talk about this because this is something that I had been doing for a while. I had been using the law of attraction and manifesting for a while. I am very religious, so I have a community that is also religious. Before I even tell you what manifesting is, anything, I'm sure a lot of you already know what manifesting is if you clicked onto this episode but need like a deeper definition of it. Before we even start that, there's two Bible verses I want to read to you because this is something I get asked a lot, is like, is it against the Bible? Is it going against God's plan? The Bible speaks about manifestation. Manifestation to me isn't like a ritual where maybe to some people it is, but for me, it's something where I sit down and my form of manifesting, my form of meditating, my form of attraction is to God. It's not to, you know, people say, oh, it's to the universe. To me, God is the universe. Jesus is the universe. So it's like, if you are more spiritual rather than religious, you will kind of see it that way and just be like, I'm talking to the universe and just like the world out there. Whereas to me, I know I'm talking to Jesus. So it's like everyone has their kind of own definition on what manifesting is and has their own, I guess, opinion on how it gets done and how it works. So that's something I wanted to say because I know that a lot of people might be a little bit like, what, you're religious? Is it against religion? Because I did have a lot of people ask me. So the two verses I want to share, the first verse that I want to share is Corinthians 12:7, and it says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So the Bible talks a lot about becoming the better version of ourselves and becoming like Jesus, right? Becoming like Jesus, becoming honest and brave and loyal and all these amazing traits that Jesus had. We always say, what would Jesus do, right? All these traits. So manifesting is that form of, you know, having that relationship with God and trusting God's plan, but also knowing that this is your life with your free will and that God knows what you're going to do at the end of the day, right? It's like you just have to manifest that positivity. And then Proverbs 23:7 says, how a man thinks, he becomes. So the Bible does talk about manifesting. Obviously, the Bible is interpreted in millions of different ways depending on who is reading it and what you believe in, but this is just my interpretation of it and my belief system in it. I don't judge anyone's relationship with God or Jesus. Like, that is your relationship with him. No one else can judge it. So I don't want mine to get judged either. So I'm going to go ahead and start with this episode, but I did want to kind of throw that little disclaimer in there because I just know it's something that a lot of people might disagree with, or maybe it's a reason that you didn't want to click onto this episode. But before we even get into manifesting and how to do it and what is the law of attraction and all these things, I want to talk a little bit about my own journey because I've talked about this in my last solo episode where I felt like I had been losing some motivation and I'd been kind of in like a dark spot in my life recently where I just didn't want to get out of bed. I wasn't creating goals. I wasn't being productive. I just wasn't getting anything done that I should have been getting done because I didn't have it in me to do it. To be honest, I've been going through a lot of change in my personal life recently, and it's been taking a little bit of a toll on me and kind of like stressing me out a little bit and just something that I'm not used to. And I've been going through some things with my gut, which you guys know I've been having so many issues with my stomach recently and my gut and kind of like how I've been feeling and what's kind of going on with that. And it's just been a lot of doctor's visits and blood work and like all these things, migraines. I woke up with the worst migraine. It's currently 1:45 p.m. I wanted to record record this episode. It's Wednesday, by the way. I'm recording far in advance. I wanted to record this episode at 11 a.m., but I woke up at 9 a.m. with the worst migraine ever. Like, I could not believe how much my head was hurting and my eyes were strained. I was like, I shouldn't be looking at a screen right now, but I don't know what else to do. I just had the worst migraine ever where I just kind of like ice rolled my head and tried to go back to sleep. And I've been feeling like that so much the past month where it's like I just don't feel well. I'm always bloated. I have a headache. My stomach hurts. Like all these things. And it's like it just makes me lose motivation. It makes me not feel well. It makes me not want to do anything. It makes me just want to sit in bed and heal. So obviously when we're not feeling well, I think it's very important and it's very good to allow your body to heal and to allow yourself to heal and to kind of, I guess, just not necessarily give yourself guilt for wanting to just feel better and take care of yourself, because you shouldn't go back into work and all these things until you are 100%. And I felt like I had been doing that for so long because it was like I was sick, so I let myself heal. Then I had a concussion, so I let myself heal. Now my stomach's hurting. I'm trying to let myself heal. It's just like I feel like every other week something is going on where I should be resting my body. And I'm like, I don't have time to rest my body every single week. Like there's always something going on and I don't want to have that on top of my head. And because I've had it, I've been losing so much motivation to do things, and I've lost like the excitement in life because I just don't feel well all the time. Not feeling well and trying to heal my body, I'm realizing, is a journey. It's not something where I'm going to take a pill and wake up tomorrow morning and feel better. It's something where I have to make changes every single day. I have to change the times that I'm even eating and what I'm eating and what I'm putting into my body. I have to kind of change my time management. Am I making enough? Am I creating enough time for me to make my own meals? Like, there are a lot of changes that I have to make in my life. And on top of it, I'm going through, like I said, personal changes. And I think with the personal changes that I'm dealing with, I kind of am in a position where I have to reevaluate my goals and kind of figure out solutions to my new situation. So this is something that I've been dealing with, is change. And change is something I used to always say, is like, change is good. Like, you have to feel uncomfortable to grow and all these things. And now that I'm actually going through the change, I'm like, I don't want to go through this, you know? But at the end of the day, it's like, if we are not changing, we are staying the same. And I like who I am right now, but not enough to be her for the rest of my life, right? Like, I love myself too much to remain the same. Like, I know I have so much potential and I want to make sure that I give myself the power of reaching that potential. So for me, I just was always a firm believer in, you know, if we're not evolving, we're remaining the same. And now I'm in a position where I'm forced to being, you know, changed and forced to evolve. And I'm like, wait, I don't know if I like this, you know? So it's never easy. But at the end of the day, I think it's really important to kind of realize that changes do have to be made sometimes. And, you know, it's okay to kind of feel a little bit scared of what's coming next because you're not really sure, and to kind of just be like thrown into a situation and have to deal with it. So I guess that I've been kind of dealing with that, and I wanted to kind of reset my life, so get back on track and just deal with all of that. So yeah, I am getting back on track right now. So to talk a little bit about the personal changes going on in my life, I am moving out of my childhood home, I guess you could call it. My whole family is. I'm not moving out by myself. Not at that point in life yet. But yeah, my whole family is moving out of our childhood home. And I didn't think I was going to say this on the podcast, but there's so, like, it's kind of like known, like everyone knows, it's not like a secret anymore. And that's kind of a big step for me. It's like I've lived here for the past 20 years. I'm 21. I've lived here for literally my whole life. And it's kind of like weird to pack up my stuff and be in another space and have to kind of deal with being in like a little bit of a newer neighborhood and all that stuff. But I've been kind of trying to like declutter my whole life and just remove everything from like my closet and like really downsize everything. And I feel like moving is like a good reset to get rid of things that you never tried to get rid of before. But going into that, getting back on track and decluttering, I feel like decluttering is the number one thing when it comes to getting back on track. That is the first thing I have to do when I'm like, you know what, I need to get back on track. The first thing I'm doing is decluttering my space. And I don't just mean like my drawers and my closet. I'm, you know, cleaning out my closet, I'm cleaning out my dresser. I'm cleaning out those boxes that have been under my bed that I haven't dealt with. I'm cleaning the things that are in my bench. I'm cleaning my skincare drawers, everything in my bathroom, the towels I'm refolding. I'm going through everything. When I declutter my space, it's not just like a one day thing. It's like that we're going to be doing this for like a week, right? Like I have to declutter everything, especially my car. Like there are things in my trunk that I have to declutter. There's just so many things when it comes to decluttering, and it helps so much. Like it helps you declutter your space so, so, so much. And I just feel like cleaning out your space, cleaning out your phone, which might sound stupid to be like, oh yeah, clean out your phone. But cleaning out your phone and just getting rid of old messages and old photos and old screenshots, all those things really does make me feel better too. Or deleting apps you don't use and just like reorganizing your app structure, changing your wallpapers, maybe getting a new phone case. Getting a new journal that like you're excited to write in. These are little things that I do to get back on track and to feel my motivation again. And then also creating a manifestation board, creating a vision board filled with my goals, which we're going to talk about, all about manifestation, all about what even a vision board is, what to put on your vision board, how to manifest, all that stuff. I just want to start off with a little rant of everything I'm going through. Just let you guys also know that you're not, you know, alone in the way that you feel with change, and that it's okay to be scared of what's coming in the future. But there are things that you can do to kind of minimize that fear, I guess you can say, and I guess in a way get rid of it and just feel more at peace knowing that you are in control of your future. So let's start off with, what is manifestation? What is the law of attraction? So manifesting and law of attraction really is just, you know, manifesting things in your life. And that was not a good definition at all. But basically, manifesting is the act of taking the things you want from the future and acting and speaking as if they are already yours. So an example is, for me, something I've been wanting to manifest is clear skin, right? I'd love to wake up one morning and have clear skin. So instead of writing down, I want clear skin, I want clear skin, I would write, I have clear skin. I have clear, glowing, beautiful skin. And I would write this out and I would repeat it in my head and I would repeat it out loud and I would repeat it in my journal. And I would do this, you know, every single day until one day it happens. And manifesting isn't something where you can just, I can write down, I have clear skin and not do my skincare and continue to eat horribly and not take care of myself. It's like, no, if you manifest something, you also have to work towards it, right? It's kind of just aligning your goal with your future. So manifesting and law of attraction is basically just taking those things that you want in your future and things that you want for yourself and acting as if they're already yours, waking up and acting as if they're already yours, writing down that they are already yours, speaking out loud as if they're already yours. So a lot of people ask, how do I manifest? I got asked this a lot. How do I manifest? How do I do it? How do I start? The number one tip that I have for manifesting is journaling, right? So whether you're someone that's like, I hate journaling, I'm not going to do it, like I hate it so much, all that, if you kind of have that attitude towards it, I highly recommend getting a guided journal. My current favorite journal is the Mad Happy one, which I actually got this Mad Happy journal on my birthday, like I think 2 birthdays ago. And maybe last birthday I got it, and I got it as a gift for my boyfriend, and I remember opening it and being like, I love it, but I had like a 5-minute journal at the time and I was like, I feel like I should finish this 5-minute journal before I start a new journal. And I never ended up finishing that 5-minute journal. And recently I opened up the Mad Happy journal and I was like, wait, this journal is like my favorite one. Like this is the best journal I've ever had. It has like different prompts, right? So on one side, it has different prompts of like, what are you proud of for yourself today? Or what are you upset about today? Or whatever the prompt may be. And then on the right side is like a blank page that you can kind of write whatever you want. And on that blank page, I love to write my manifestations. So I'll write the prompts, I'll put down my moods for the day. And then on the right side, I will do my manifestations and I will write down the current things that I'm attracting in my life, and I'll write them in the present tense as if I already have them, and I will write it and I repeat it. And that is why journaling is just so important. That is your way of manifesting. When you write your manifestations, right, you also want to say them out loud. You don't want to just write them. You want to say it out loud and you want to repeat it. I know it might sound and seem a little bit awkward or weird at first, even though it's just like you and yourself in a room. I totally get it. Like I've definitely been in a place where I've felt a little bit awkward and just been like, I don't want to say this out loud, even though no one can hear you and it's literally just you in your bedroom. I totally understand why it could be a little bit weird, but For me, it's honestly just something that you have to get used to, and you have to realize, like, this is the relationship you have with yourself. Like, it's okay to be embarrassed in front of yourself. So yeah, I think that when it comes to speaking your manifestation and writing your manifestation, a journal is so important. I used to have like a designated manifestation journal. I still have it, but I kind of just write in my Mad Happy one because it's like already open and there is enough space for me to write my manifestations. And I do this every morning and every night. So it's the first thing I do when I wake up and the last thing I do before I sleep. So like I said, I used to do this religiously. Like, I used to do this every single morning. I would wake up and do it. Every single night I would go to sleep and do it. And I did this for months, I'd say like 3 to 5 months. And then I kind of just like stopped one day and I haven't done it in over a year. And it's just been like, it's been bad that I haven't done it. Like, I felt very out of tune with myself. I felt very just like not really knowing who I am and not really being sure of what I want and what I'm worth and all these things. And just been so detached from my goals and kind of like my potential and my future and all those things. And so I got back into it this week, and this whole week I've been starting my morning with it and ending my nights with it, instead of just getting home from the gym, taking a shower, eating my dinner, and then grabbing a snack and watching YouTube until I sleep. I now will like shower, eat my dinner, and then go into bed and open up my journals before I kind of wind down for the night. So it's been something I've been working on incorporating again into my routine, because it has helped me in the past, and I will talk about my manifestation stories later on in this episode. But yeah, basically how you manifest is you write down these things as if they're already yours, and then you speak them out loud. So examples of manifestation law of attraction is, you can like think, some things you can write down are, I'm financially secure, right? Let's say you're in a place right now where you aren't completely financially free. You don't have financial freedom. You have a few loans and you just can't really afford the lifestyle that you want. Writing down, I am financially secure, I have financial freedom, I am financially independent. These are things that you can write down to kind of work towards that goal. And I guess let God or, you know, the universe know, like, this is my future, like, this is what I'm going to have, and they will give that back to you. So writing that down, I am healthy, I love my body, I'm confident in what I look like. Even though you might not feel that way right now, even though you might not feel the most confident, the more you write this down, the more your mind is going to start to believe it. So writing down, I'm confident and I love who I am and I love my skin and I love my body and I love all these things about myself, you know, writing down, I am in a loving and supportive, healthy relationship, writing down, I have amazing friends, I have a secure job that I love, I found my passion, writing all these things down that you don't currently have that you one day hope to find, writing these down as if you already have them and working towards them at the same time is what your future is going to be filled with, right? It's going to come to you because you are telling the world it's coming to you. So it will give it back to you. It's asking and receiving. Ask and you shall receive, right? That is what they are saying. So that is my kind of, I guess, way of manifesting. That's exactly how I manifest. Those are examples of some things that I write down. I think if you are struggling in something a little bit, you should kind of manifest that more than other things and make sure you are writing it as if you already have it, rather than I wish I was this or I wish I had this, right? As if you already have it. And at the end of each manifestation, I always write two things. I always write, I trust you, Jesus, and I am who I am, just to kind of secure myself in what I'm asking for and who I'm asking. So yeah, don't wish, act as if you already have it. And I think that it will help you so much. So definitely make sure you are journaling and speaking out loud when you manifest and kind of have your law of attraction. The next thing to manifesting is a vision board. I get asked so many times, how do you make your vision board? All these things. I took a video of making my past vision board and it will be up on my Instagram today. It's probably already up when you're listening to this episode. Of how I create my vision board. But basically, if you haven't looked at the Instagram reel yet, I will go on Pinterest and I will go through, you know, things that I want in my future. So I'll search up, I put my For You From Eve logo, I'll search up like New York City apartment, a year up summer, all these things that I want for my future. I will get pictures on Pinterest and then I will print them out on my printer and then I write on the back of the picture. So on a picture of For You From Eve, I'll write on the back of it and be like, For You From Eve is successful. For You From Eve is the number one podcast in the world. Like, I will write down things that I want for You From Eve. On the back of a picture of someone with a face mask on, I will write, I have healthy, glowing, clear skin. I love my skin, all these things. So I will print out these goals and these, you know, manifestations and law of attraction things that I want. And then once I print them out, I will write on the back of them kind of a meaning of like why I want them or my manifestation of it. Once I write down my manifestation of it and kind of just what it is and why I want it and all that stuff, I will then tape it onto a piece of paper. And once I tape it onto a piece of paper, I will just leave it somewhere in my room where you're going to see it every day, whether it's on your dresser, on your bedside table, you want to tape it in your bathroom, whatever it is, somewhere you're going to see it every day where you can look at it and just kind of say these things over and over again in your head. So sometimes I keep it on my dresser right now. I think I'm going to frame it and put it on my bookshelf or something. I'm kind of like packing a little bit my room, so I can't really figure it out right now. It's just printed out on my dresser, but having it somewhere you're going to see it every day where you can look through the pictures, look at the little board. I look through the pictures and I'm just like, I will have this. I am this. I am that. I am this. I am that. And just saying it over and over out loud in my head, whatever the situation is, while I'm looking at a visual representation of what I want my life to look like. And something that's really amazing with vision boards is you create this vision board for 2022, right? Even if you're creating it right now, summer of 2022, which is exactly what I did, comparing this summer 2022 vision board to your summer 2023, right? In summer 2023, you can look at your life and then look at your vision board and be like, wait, this thing on my vision board that I wanted, I have right now. Like, I manifested this. Like, I put, you know, For You from Eve number one on the charts on my vision board, and I just manifested that. Like, that just happened. So it's like, getting to compare what your vision board actually, I guess, like what worked on it, I think is such an amazing feeling. And I just think it's so cool to look at. I've seen like some people on TikTok show their vision boards and then show their Instagram. And it's like their Instagram a year after their vision board looks the exact same as their vision board. And I think that's such an amazing accomplishment to have and such an amazing feeling to endure. And it's just like keeping those vision boards, writing the year on the back of it, is a good thing for you just to have in your future. And I really just think that it can be so cute too. Like having a little collage in your room is like so cute and pretty. So I definitely highly recommend creating a vision board and creating it kind of like how I told you with writing your manifestations on the back. And I'm, like I said, video on Instagram for if you're a visual representation girl, I feel you. It's on my Instagram as well. But yeah, that is kind of how I created my vision board. So something else when it comes to manifesting is the energy around you. So having negative thoughts, having negative people in your life, having these kind of negative, not positive, happy, growing, evolving people in your life will also attract negativity in your life. So this is something that I feel like some people don't really talk about, is that they think everything has to be so independent. They think that manifesting and law of attraction and all these things are very independent things. And at the end of the day, they are, and they are personalized to you. But also at the same time, manifesting and law of attraction has a lot to do with the people you're surrounded by. So this is something I've been experiencing myself, where I've been that negative person and I've kind of had that negative energy around me where all these things were going wrong in my life, right? I could tell you guys 5 things right now that was going wrong with my health and with my education and all this stuff. And I just sat there and I sulked in it. And for literally the past few days, I've been sitting in my bed not doing anything because I've just been sad and I've just allowed myself to be sad. And obviously, sometimes it's okay to let yourself be sad and feel emotions. And I'm happy that I did do that. But I noticed how negative I was being, and I noticed nothing good was happening for me while I was being negative. You know, I was being negative and more negative things were coming and happening because that's what I was attracting. So when you are a negative person who gossips and judges people and has all these negative traits, you are also going to attract people who gossip and judge and bring drama and are negative. So if you are someone who is positive and uplifting and is always working to evolve themselves, you will also attract those type of people in your life. So I really feel like being around people who are positive and who make you want to become a better version of yourself are really important to have and a really big part of your manifestation, law of attraction journey, and just your journey in life in general. So I really just think that being the person that you want to be best friends with is a really good first step to becoming a better you. So I guess what I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of going, like, I'm talking very slowly because I'm trying to be careful with my words, because I feel like I'm guilty of what everything I'm speaking of. Like I said, these past few days, I've been texting my boyfriend nonstop. This happened. This happened. I'm sad about this. I'm sad about this. I'm angry about this. Why is this happening to me? Just a list of things that were going wrong in my life. And it's like, even though part of me gave myself an excuse and I was like, it's okay. Like, let it out. Like, you deserve to be sad a little bit. You deserve to allow yourself to be upset. But it's like, why would I want to be? Like, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be a negative person. But sometimes when things just keep going wrong in your life, you're like, I can't help but to sulk in here and just think about why this is happening to me. But the more I sat in my bed, the more I sulked, the more I got upset about all these things happening, the more they happened. It didn't go away because I just continue to be sad about it. So I think it's just so important to be very fully aware of our emotions and of our actions, right? So something I've been trying to do recently is when I'm put in a situation, just kind of sit back with myself and be like, what would my higher self do in this situation, right? Would my higher self act on this situation? And just taking myself back and just thinking what the person I want myself to become would do in the situation that I'm currently in. And I feel like it's made me change my mindset so much because it's made me think like, okay, you don't have to act on that situation. You're upset about this right now, but you don't have to act on it because that's just going to bring you down a rabbit hole. So something I've been noticing is when you are going through something that's kind of like hard in your life, right? You're going through something and you're dealing with something that's like making you a little bit negative or a little bit upset or, you know, whatever it is, I focus on how the people around me are treating me. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I think we're all guilty of it. I think we're all like, I've been quiet. Why isn't this person checking up on me? Why isn't this person checking up on me? I check up on this person. Why aren't they checking up on me? Right? These things go through our mind, whether we want them to or not. And I've been guilty of this many, 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 many times. So I completely understand feeling this way. And I think when I was going through this kind of the past few days, I've been going through this rut of like very just like sadness and anxiousness and just not wanting to leave my bed. I noticed the people that were reaching out to me and were like, hey, you've been quiet. Like, is everything okay? Or like, what are you doing today? You know, like a way of kind of just being like, what's up? Like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? So I feel like a lot of people have kind of been, a few people have been reaching out and I've been noticing who isn't asking about me. And it's not that it's something where it's like, oh, that person's cut out of my life now. But I do think it's a good thing to be aware of, especially if you are starting this journey of manifesting and law of attraction. You don't want to have people in your life who don't care about you and who don't care about your well-being, especially if you are constantly asking this person about their life and about what's going on, and this person doesn't do the same for you. It makes you feel horrible. It makes you feel like, why am I not important to this person as I am to them? But at the end of the day, it's just realizing that you chose to be friends with someone who's a little bit selfish and who's a little bit self-centered and kind of really only cares about themselves, but you chose for that person to be in your life, right? We pick and choose who's in our life. We pick and choose who we have a relationship with. Even if you obviously can't make the decision of like, no, this person's in my math class, like I have to see them. You choose what level of friendship you have with this person. You choose what relationship you have with this person. You choose whether you let this person in or not. So I feel like at the end of the day, we always have a choice. We always have a choice on who we have a relationship and who we form a friendship with in our life. So I really think that being in dark situations and low points in life really makes you realize who's there for you in those moments, because it just makes you think like, this person didn't reach out, this person didn't do this, this person didn't do that. And yeah, of course, at the end of the day, you should really just be focusing on yourself and you shouldn't depend on other people to fix you or to help you. But at the same time, you want to be surrounded by people who appreciate you and who care about you. So I think it can go a few different ways. And I think just realizing when you're in those low points, who's there for you and who's asking about you and who and how they're helping you is a huge thing. So being that person for yourself, but also knowing you are surrounded by those people, because if you are surrounded by those people who help you and have all these, you know, things that they can do for you, you will also be that person. And that is someone that you can attract. If you want a friend who's supportive and who wants to help you at your lowest, you need to be that friend first. If you're listening to this episode and you're like, you know what? I haven't checked up on my friends in a while. That doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're selfish or that you're self-centered, but maybe it does mean that you have to think about others around you a little bit more. And that's not a good or a bad thing, right? It just means like, okay, I have to be more self-aware. I have to be more aware about the people around me and realize that sometimes I don't do things, and by me not doing this thing, I'm hurting them. So I really just think that being that person, you have to be that person before you expect to meet that person. So another question that I got asked was, have I seen results with manifesting? And I have a story for you guys. I feel like I might have possibly shared this story before, but I'm going to share it again because I think I shared it in like a really old episode. So when I first started For You From Eve was like a burner account. It was like an account where I just followed a bunch of influencers that I loved and like celebrities that I loved, because I like didn't want to follow them all on my personal, and I was going through this like healing journey where I was like, oh, I want to delete my Instagram and deactivate it and all these things. So because I was constantly deactivating my personal Instagram, I wanted to keep up with the influencers that actually inspired me on a daily basis. So I created this burner account, which is For You From Eve, and I was just following like 60 or 70 influencers that like posted workouts and recipes, and I like saved my favorite recipes and I saved like inspiration and made like a little mood board for myself and like all these things. And I had this account and that's all I was doing. I had zero followers. I was private. I wasn't posting on it, nothing. Then one day I started to post on it with like remaining on private with zero followers. I started to post like pictures from my Pinterest and kind of make like a mood board for myself. And I kind of just started to post like places I wanted to travel and like things I wanted to like wear and like all these things, and just made a vision board for myself on that Instagram. I used to always be into like journaling. I'm not really into it as much for like the public anymore, but I used to like write journal entries down and post them. And I had created this really cute aesthetic on my feed where I was posting it, but I wasn't posting it for anyone except myself. And I don't know where this username of For You From Eve came from, but that's just kind of like it. That's just like where it was. Had this private account, zero followers. One day I was like, you know what? Let me make it public. Like, let me tell people, I guess I have this account. Why not? I made it public. I told like my boyfriend about it. I posted about it on my Instagram and like people had started following me. I had 36 followers when I did this. I sent out one of my posts to a bunch of my favorite influencers, Maggie McDonald, Emma McDonald, Kenzie Burke, like all of my favorite influencers I sent this post to. And I was just like, hey, like I know I'm a really small account, but you know, I created this account for woman empowerment and just like wellness and self-love journeys and all that stuff. And I would love if you like had a look at my feed and had a look at my page. And I got no responses. I sent it out to about 30 influencers. I got no responses. It had been like an hour, and I take out my manifestation journal and I start journaling. I'm like, For You From Eve will be successful. For You From Eve will be successful. And someone that I had really looked up to at the time, which I still look up to, but at the time was like in my obsession phase of her, was Danielle Bernstein, who is We Wore What on Instagram, if you've ever heard of her. And I would write down in my journal, Danielle Bernstein will like notice me on Instagram, because I had DM'd her the post and I just kept rewriting it and rewriting it. I close my journal, I go in my bed, I open up my phone, and I have a notification from Danielle Bernstein. She responded to my Instagram post, my Instagram DM, and said, this is an amazing quote. Like, I love your words. And then she gave me advice on my post. She's like, why don't you try like making the background a little bit like darker so I could read the words more easily. And then she like gave me an example of what I could do. And I remember just reading her message and being like, what just happened? Like, I just wrote this in my journal 5 minutes ago. What just happened? And I just kept writing, For You From Me will be successful. For You From Me. I just kept writing it down. And I remember just being like, this is the first step of my journey. Like, this is the first thing that happened to me in my journey. Like, I was just in shock at like what had just happened. Like, it had been 5 minutes and she was in my direct messages. Like, I could not believe it. So that was the first manifestation I had. I think I manifested For You From Eve. I think I worked really hard in it, right? Obviously, I'm recording and editing and uploading 2 episodes a week. I think I work very, very hard. This is my full-time job at the moment. But at the same time, I do think I'm attracting it into my life. I think I'm attracting for it to be successful and for me to be successful and to have this as my full-time job when I graduate college. So I've definitely seen results with manifesting. I'm not telling you that everything's going to happen in 5 minutes like it did. That story to me is like insane. I think I could go back into my Snapchat memories and find me like, I think I took a picture of myself being like, what just happened? But it's just, it's crazy because I think the whole thing with manifesting and law of attraction is just realizing that you are in control of your future and that you control your path. And yes, things can get in the way, right? Things can bring you down and make you upset and get in the way of your success and get in the way of your future. But at the end of the day, you control how much you let it affect you, right? Like right now, like I said, I'm moving and I could sit here and I could cry and be like, this is my childhood home. I don't want to leave. And I've had my moments. I've had my sad moments with the fact that I have to deal with change. But at the end of the day, I could be like, you know what? Where I'm moving is temporary, right? I will one day be living in my New York City apartment and laughing about the fact that I cried that I was moving out of a home that like I knew I wasn't going to live in forever, you know? So it's like, I think just like being able to control how you react to situations that you're in. Like I said, I could sit here and I could cry up until moving day. I could cry while I'm packing my boxes and just cry while I'm doing all this. But I'm not gonna, because it's like at the end of the day, I have to see the silver lining. I have to see, I get a new office for my podcast. I get a new bedroom. I get, even if it's not bigger and better and all these amazing things and glamorous and all of that, it's different. And maybe I need change. Maybe I need a different neighborhood. Maybe I need different path to walk across when I'm going on my walks, you know? So I think really just realizing how you kind of are in control of how you react to situations and seeing the silver lining in situations. The next question I got asked also with manifesting is, how often do I do it? Like I said, I'm just now getting back into it, but I would say twice a day, morning and night. If you can just do it once a day, it literally takes 5 minutes. Like if you're kind of getting into it, when I was first getting into it, I was doing it every single day, like twice a day. And then I like kind of burnt myself out and I was not consistent with it anymore. But I think having a journal that I love helps me with my manifestation because it's like already there in front of me. But yeah, so I think having a journal that I love really helps me because it makes me excited to open it, gets me excited to see the prompt of the day. And then once I'm already writing, I'm okay with writing a little bit longer. And looking at my vision board is what keeps me consistent with it. Like I got asked, like I started manifesting and then I stopped because I couldn't stay consistent. I was in that phase totally, like me too. And I think you kind of just have to revamp your vision board. I think you have to add new pictures and add new goals to kind of get that feeling of excitement again of like, this could be mine, you know? So I really think like revamping your vision board and just keeping it somewhere will help you remain very consistent with it. So this is kind of all the advice that I had on manifesting. I would love to have a professional on the show to talk about it because I'm obviously not a professional. Oh my God, I just looked at the time and it's 2:22 p.m. angel numbers, but I am obviously not a professional in these things. Probably should have disclaimed that with the beginning, but I feel like we all know I'm not a professional with these things. I would love to have someone on the show to kind of talk about it. I think that could be really cool to have a professional come and talk about their experiences and more about it and like a deeper level of it. So if you guys know anyone that talks about manifesting and law of attraction, DM me on Instagram and I will have a look at their account. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this week's For You Friday episode. A lot of change is happening. I'm thinking of changing some things up with For You from Eve as well. We are entering summer, so I may like maybe my feed will change a little bit. I don't know yet. We're going to see. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. You guys are literally the most amazing community, supportive, loyal, empowering, inspiring, motivating community ever. I love seeing all of you in my DMs. I try to go through all of them every single day, but I love all of you for even sending me DMs. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have an amazing weekend planned ahead of you. Whether you are spending it with yourself or with other people, or it's a self-love weekend, I totally feel you. But I hope you enjoy your weekend and you have a safe weekend. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.